Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Surprise y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blows.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash you meet. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guests, promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and of course you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, 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 everyone, to The Remix. Tonight is November the 4th, 2012, and of course it is remix time. Now, for those of you out there listening and you want to come over and join us, because the chat room is open, all you have to do is come on over to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, all one word, and come on in. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, we are so glad to have you in the house tonight and joining us here as a guest in the forum. And also what you can do if you're a guest joining us at the very first time and you want to come in the chat room, all you have to do is click the button at the very bottom. Just click the button and sign up. Tell us who you are and come on in the chat room. So welcome, 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 everyone, to the forum, no matter where in the world you're listening from. It is so good to have you guys join me here tonight live in The Remix. We got a lot of great things that we're going to be covering tonight. Amazing guest that's going to be coming on the forum. And, of course, as always, you joining me here live in The Remix. The call-in number, because we will be taking calls tonight, 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and you can actually get yourself over on the phone lines so that you can definitely get in and call us here in the chat room. Now, tonight, joining us live in the phone forum tonight, we have the brother and sister from the Forgotten Foods Remembered, and that's Brother Barntunde and also Sister Kaya Mayat, amazing brother and sister that's going to be joining us here in the forum. First, what I want to do is give out their website, so if you haven't had a chance to go over, they are certainly no strangers to The Remix. They definitely have been on several times, but this is a first for them this year coming on, and they have a lot of exciting and good things to share with us tonight. So all you have to do is go over to www.theforgottenfoods.com, and you can see all the amazing goodies and a lot of things that we'll be talking about tonight. And as we continue, I just want to welcome you guys to the forum. First of all, always have to welcome our international family who's out there listening. And oh my goodness, I got you guys emails from the shows last that we did on Friday night. So good to hear from you guys. So definitely know that we also have the UK in the house. Canada is in the house. We also had Australia listening, parts of Africa listening, also Berlin listening, Belize listening as well. And you'll hear about Forgotten Foods and also a lot of exciting things that they're doing there as well. As well as all parts of the United States, yes, listening, Hawaii listening, Jamaica listening, and also Barbados listening, all of the islands out there listening. So we've been getting you guys this, all of the feedback and information that you've been sending over to Question for Blue. And so it's always an honor. We always want to welcome our international listeners who are listening from Japan and also those from China, also from Seoul, Korea, and all over the world, because I know what a challenge it is because of the time zone to be listening to the show. So even if you're catching the show on the download or you're catching it live, just want to welcome you to the forum, as well as everyone here and that's listening around the country here that is listening. So good to have you guys in the house tonight. A couple of things that I want us to go over as we get ready to get into the share tonight is first, definitely want to send nothing but love and light to everyone who's still dealing with all of the impact, as we all are, from Hurricane Sandy. Brothers and sisters all over the world who've been impacted by Hurricane Sandy, particularly those who are on the eastern seaboard here in the West, and as well as those in Haiti as well, and also some of the other islands as well that have been impacted so much. So don't forget to reach out to them, to send love and light to them, and reach out to your family members and everyone there. We're definitely here for you guys to support all of the Remix family, because a lot of you have contacted me and Sister Munya and let us know that you're in that area that's being impacted. So we definitely want to send our love and light to you guys out there. And also just blessings to all of those who've made their transition during this time as well. Just really wishing them a peaceful journey, as well as love to their family members as well. And also, you guys, on Friday night, we didn't get a chance to mention this, but Milton Campbell actually made his transition. If you guys don't know who Milton Campbell is, one of the things that he was definitely known for, he was the first African-American to win the Olympic decathlon. And he did this, I believe, back in 1956. And then later he went on to play professional football. And so we want to give his ashe to his family and to, you know, peaceful journeys to him and his work. He then went on to inspire many people. So, you know, just really sending that love out there to everyone out there. Peace and greetings to everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you're live in the Remix tonight. It's so good to see everyone in the house tonight. I see the Remix family and everyone getting themselves situated. The phone lines are open if you want to call in and listen. That's certainly fine. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Or you can bring yourself over to the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/theremix, all one word, and you can join us in chat tonight. I think we'll do some Twitter tonight. Maybe that'll be good because we have a lot of things planned tonight. The Forgotten Foods is going to really be blessing us, as they always do, with all of their knowledge and information. And we're going to also have some giveaways tonight, some exciting things planned tonight. I want to invite you guys to definitely go back and download. You know how important I feel those downloads are, particularly in this time that we're in right now. So the show that we did on Friday night, Pure Inspiration, I received all of your emails and received all of your comments as well that you've left all over the world, whether on Facebook, Twitter, and that you sent to me at Question for Blue. And I'm glad you guys enjoyed the show and it was very, very helpful to you. This season that we're in, this new era that we're in, the Aura Gen, it's really requiring you to really, you know, show your true self, that Aura Gen, you know, that's connected with your aura. And then the Gen, which also brings out the genius in you. Remember, we've been talking about this ever since last year up until this time. And so I'm really excited about the show that we're going to be doing tonight, because it's going to speak to all of those different levels, you know, particularly in this time where a lot of us are up under physical stress and also mental stress. Because one thing about the body, it's very difficult for the body to tell the difference between physical stress and mental stress. They sort of intertwine themselves together. So it'll be a lot of things here to just really help you to raise your frequency. We've talked about some ways that we can do it on a spiritual level, and tonight we're going to talk about even some more ways with the forgotten foods that you can begin to get into this energy and just keep raising up your frequency as we continue to go along. Wow, you guys, can you believe it is November the 4th already? We're going to get ourselves ready because we have a great share tonight. And so without further delay to get into that, by the way, I also want to tell you guys, excited. I don't know how many of you got a chance to go to the movies to see Man with the Iron Fist or Cloud Atlas or go see Flight with Denzel, because we have some great movies out. And as you guys know, just from Brother Panic, that movies is really one way that Hollywood just really gets into telling this story. And so a lot of things that we've already known about past lives and just about all of these things that really just keep us all connected on one accord, and understanding about soul groups, and really just also understanding about things within ourselves. You know, Flight is one of those movies that really tell about sort of that altered side of us and what happens when you really just live from your heart and see those things begin to manifest under all kinds of circumstances. And then, of course, The Man with the Iron Fist, you know, that movie, whoo, RZA did some badass channeling in there and really pulled together a lot of things from his past life. I talked about some of those things on the Facebook page. So welcome, 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 you guys. What we're going to do is we're actually going to get ourselves ready to dance. Don't forget, the time fell back. So I don't know where you guys are. This is really sort of a phenomenon that happens here in America. A lot of parts of the world do not even recognize daylight savings time. And even some parts here, like Arizona, doesn't recognize that. But there are a lot of us that do recognize this. So your body may have some time getting adjusted to this. And this is why it's important that you really go by your internal clock and move to that. So I don't know where you are in the world, and I don't know what time it is where you are, but it's going to be time for us to get ourselves up, and we're going to dance a little bit and just kind of move our energy around as we welcome the Forgotten Foods to come on and share with us tonight. So now, you guys know I kind of go through this really, really crazy thing when it comes to picking out songs for the show. And I always allow them, just like the show that we did, to be about pure inspiration. And tonight was no different. And, you know, as I went to go pick out the perfect song for the show tonight, for the brother and sister that's coming on, and their amazing energy and something we can really, really, really begin to get into, the weirdest thing happened. Well, I say weird, but not really weird. Standing right in front of me was Ashford from Ashford and Simpson. And, of course, you know, Nick made his transition already, but he stood in front of me and he said, "Hey, Blue," he said, "I want to help you pick out the song tonight." And I was like, "Okay, cool." Okay, cool. I'm sure there's a greater connection here, but I'm good with it. So I want you to know that this song tonight is dedicated to our brother and sister that's going to be coming on tonight, Brother Barntunde, and also Kaya from the Forgotten Foods Remembered. This song is going to be dedicated to them, from me, Miss Blue, the remix, and also from Nick of Ashford and Simpson. So this is going to be a special song dedicated. So here's what I want everybody to do. I want you to get up. I know some of you are putting the babies to sleep, and I know some of you are moving around. But I want you to take this opportunity to get ready, to get yourself up and move. Some of you have been watching football all day, Black Girl Rock. You've been on Facebook. You've been tweeting all day. Some of you have been driving all day. And some of you, let's just face it, you just haven't done absolutely nothing today. So this is the time for you to move your energy in your body so that we can get up and just kind of jam to this a little bit as we just send positive light and energy to all the brothers and sisters all over the planet today. All right, so we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to get up and dance, and then we're going to welcome our guests. We're live in the remix, everyone.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Thank you. If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far. Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry.
Thank you. we manage. We have to stick together. You didn't bat an eye when I made you cry. We knew down the line we would make it better.
And for love's sake, each mistake, oh, you forgave. And soon both of us learned to trust, not run away.
There was no time to play.
Everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And yes, we just heard two selections. The first one, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, of course, by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. That was actually the song that Ashford Nick had me play for the show tonight. It was actually a song that Ashford and Simpson also wrote back in 1966. That was one of their songs that they actually wrote. So Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell actually singing that song. And, of course, the song that is close to everyone's heart as well, as Solid as a Rock. And nothing can be more solid than the brother and sister that's about to join us right now from the Forgotten Foods. Not only are they solid in what they do in their work, which is really about bringing this energy, if you can begin to think about, that's been around for thousands and thousands of years, of Chinese medicine mixed with a little bit of ancient history, spirituality, and love, and just pure intentions coming on, joining us here in the remix. So we're going to go to the phone lines right now and make sure that we have them both here. So let's see. I believe this is them calling in. Greetings to you, brother and sister. Are you on the line?
Greetings, my sister, Karen, and myself are here.
Greetings, beloved.
Ah, beautiful, beautiful. So good to have you guys in the house tonight with us. And I want to say welcome again back to the remix. Yes.
Thank you so much. It's been a while, but I'm glad we're here to trip it up for you tonight.
Oh, yes. So wonderful. I want to start out with both of you guys introducing yourselves from the Forgotten Foods. We have a lot of new listeners that are listening to, and some who may just not be quite familiar with the amazing work that you guys are doing at this particular time. So I'm going to give you a few minutes to introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about what's going on. We're going to get into all the goodies about what you've been up to now and just exactly what your work is all about, what your spiritual work is all about.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll start first and let my Kingman climax on that question. But, yes, I've been on this path for some time now, over 30 years, Blue. And it's been a journey every day just in terms of life unfolding and bringing in more of the information about how to eat to live and how to center yourself and be able to attract the knowledge that's important for us to thrive during this time. And one of the things that's really unique about mine and Baratunde's union, we just celebrated our 10th reunion this year. And when we came together, it was a very, very unique coming together because we were able to actually complete each other's destiny and our life's work. And mine being, really being able to help and assist ones through their dietary processes. We're living in an extraordinarily toxic world right now. Yes. It's not the same world we were born into. It's not the same world environmentally and atmospherically as our parents and our grandparents were born into. And we have to crack the codes on how to live, how to thrive, how to get our children to live and thrive during, these toxic times that we're in right now. So our union was really one of those that was very powerful in that it brought together two unique energies that had been prepared for this moment to bring forth these powerful plant medicines for our family and the world at large.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for that, Sister Kyra.
Greetings, family. I'm Baratunde, the herbalist, and I thank you for being out there listening to us tonight. In the plant world, I am known as Rishi, the Ancient One. My passion, time, patience, and unconditional love has been planted and rooted in the sacred science art of divine chemistry as alchemy. And I am your planetary herbal alchemist. I've got involved with the herbs back in 1973, but as a youth, I spent time in the garden with my mom, planting flowers and just getting acquainted with the earth and just feeling the earth, just sitting down in the soil, just feeling the earth. And I felt it had life in the soil, and it had a very strong connective energy with the soil. So I spent most of my youth walking through the woods and just getting lost in the woods and just trying to find myself out, And It was exciting, and so as I start to develop my love for nature and cultivating that, I also learned that there are very many, many plant medicines that I was very surprised and that was there. Early. I was picking dandelions, you know, as vegetable, but dandelion has so many minerals and vitamins and protective medicinal energy in that weed alone by itself. It's a weed.
They call it a weed.
But sisters and brothers, the weed is one of the most powerful plants on the planet.
Yes.
They created an industry just to kill weeds. They can pull it out, they can burn it, they can put poison on it, and it comes right back.
Resilient.
That's what you call true weed. So those have them, and the Forgotten Foods, I have a lot of weeds in here. They're very powerful weeds. And we can talk more about that later on. But, what I do, sisters and brothers, is very authentic. It's ancient. It's sacred. And it's extremely relevant for your self-cultivation. See, as an herbalist, I'm a channel of expression through which the natural forces and the energies flow through me as an instrument in the hands of nature. So what I'm able to do is breathe the breath of life back into the herbs from the state of suspended animation, from the state of dryness to life, so we can take hold of their energies. What I'm able to do is to capture the universal life force in physical form and capture them in our tonic bottles to give back to you for resilience and maintenance and prevention. The work that I do, it's a passion. As a youth growing up, my mom, she had a disease that they didn't know what it was. All I know, every time I went to the hospital to see her, they had about 10, 15 doctors in the room. And so I didn't know what was going on, but I knew it. Every time she came home from the hospital, I saw all these, her nightstand and her drawer, nightstand was filled with pills on top of pills on top of pills. I couldn't understand it. How can she take all these? And still be sick.
And dying to
that. So that always stayed with me. And I promised that I would never live a life on pills or being subjected to the chemicals in my body. So I developed that nature with plant spirit to have a relation with them and understand the language of the plants. So having that understanding, like George Washington Carver, I understand the language of the plants, and that's how we're able to come up with these formulas that work. And I spend my time, my passion, and my unconditional love, and I try to get the best herbs that I can find from these formulations, so I can give you the best. And I said to myself, well, if I'm going to take something in my body, I want to make sure that it works immediately, not a week later or seeing signs of progression, you know, a week later, 2 weeks later. So I want something that my body can feel and my cells wake up. So what I did, I focused on several things, is to clean and vitalize the blood, to fortify the immune system, to build the white blood cells and the white T cells in the body, and to feed the mind of the cells. So when you feed the cells intelligent interstellar stimulation, then the organs do what they need to do in the body optimally.
Yes.
So because of the food,
the diminishing
food supply, our foods that we eat are not what they used to be, so they're devoid of the minerals that we need, that our body needs to regenerate and rejuvenate itself.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've done, I've captured all those powerful herbs from around the planet. The basis is in Chinese herbalism, but as a planetary herbal alchemist, my formulations herbs come from China, they come from Hawaii, they come from Australia, they come from South America, they come from Russia, Central America. So it's a
family of potent.
Yes, it's a family of potent herbs working together for one. And that one is to help you with regeneration and rejuvenation. So, you know, I'd like to get personal with you for a second.
Yes.
Being hidden from yourself within yourself, meaning that you have a submerged consciousness, and as when you're in your young 20s or 30s, you really don't know who you are and what you have come here for. Some people do, some people don't. And
right.
And I really, I wanted to find out what is my true essence on this planet. And then as I started cultivating my relationship with nature, I found out that I'm supposed to work with plant spirit. I am supposed to understand the language of the plants.
Right.
And my soul definite contract is to help my family, meaning you, with regeneration, rejuvenation, promote homeostasis, and maintain rejuvenation and maintenance and prevention in your body. So all that wrapped up is what drives me to create these formulations for us as a people, because as an overall, we are dealing with some serious illnesses because of there's a deliberate assault on our immune system in the water, in the air, in the food. So we have to supplement ourselves and to feed the body those high frequency superfoods.
Yes, so true, so true. And particularly, like you said, because of this time that we're in and so much has changed, you know, this is a very, very different world from the world that our parents once lived in. I know for myself and for those of you out there who have experienced some of the forgotten foods remembered, just really the first time I made the joke when I said, I thought I knew what it felt like to feel good, because I feel good. I'm Miss Blue. I feel good all the time. But I remember when I first started taking the Emerald Greens, and I started to feel amazing. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was
amazing. And it is food with life in it. And I know that we've been talking about some of these things, but I think it would really help the listeners to begin to understand that it is because of that divine connection that you have, where you really can speak to the plants and they can begin to speak to you and really let you know some of those things that may not have been written, but only passed down through this divine connection.
That is so true. I like when Baratunde expresses and shares how similar the plant world is to, to humans. You know, we think that plants don't have feelings and so forth.
It's not like that.
It's very, 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 very true. And as you have that relationship with a plant spirit,
yes.
There's a difference there's a big difference when you read books, but when you have that relationship with plant spirit, that's a big, entirely difference. And when you have the connection and stay close to the bosom of Earth Mother, she'll protect you, she'll feed you, she'll give you warmth, and reveal the secrets of our own life by working with plant spirit. For example, the trees, the plants and weeds and herbs, and all of this, they're very much alive with divine powers, and they have personality and temperament like us. For example, they breathe, they drink water, they eat food, they move, they grow, they sleep, they wake up, they get happy and sad, they pollinate and have offspring, they die, have color.
Yeah.
Yeah. Older, they protect, yeah. They love the sun, mm-hmm. They don't like cold, mm-hmm. They hide, mm-hmm. They like to take baths and showers, mm-hmm. They like, yes, to be talked, they love listening to music, they have a language. Does that sound familiar?
But we don't give them, we don't stop to really look at, you know, how alive plants are. And just like we have spirits, plants have spirits. And just like we have, yes, divine purpose, plants have divine purpose. And I must confess, I watch my husband in the lab and in the natural arenas out in nature, and he does have a very special gift. And these plants do speak with him, and he understands their language. And it's a beautiful thing to witness, for sure.
Yeah.
Just touching bases on something that we've touched on, but I really want to make sure that our listening audience is aware of the times that we're living in, Blue. These are some very, yeah, very serious times. And when we talk about the signs of the times, we're talking about a day when, in truth, when we sit down to breakfast, lunch, and dinner, there is virtually no nutrition on the plate anymore. There is nothing virtually there that nourishes the body and the cells on the deeper levels that food was intended for. And that's simply because not only has the food industry been taken over by corporations that have introduced, of course, many of us are aware of the GMOs, the genetically, yeah, modified organisms, and almost all of our food, if it does not say organic, it is more than likely, most definitely, a GMO food, because all of the ordinary food is being farmed out, you know, by corporate interest. Yeah. There's no such thing as the little farmer anymore. And then on top of that, when you do, even when we are eating from a organic source, we still have the dilemma of acknowledging that there are quite possibly no minerals in those foods, because,
yes,
the plants do not manufacture their own minerals. If they're not in the soil, then they're not, yes, in the plant. So many ones, just like myself and other ones of my contemporaries that have been on this path for 10, 20, 30 plus years, we're realizing that we're falling prey to some of the very same diseases as ones that basically do any and everything. And a lot of it is pertaining to food just simply is not food anymore, and right, they've actually coined it as Frankenfood. So that's when our mandate becomes that much more serious, because what is happening is when we eat, we're actually getting toxic overload. Everything, mm-hmm, is just turning into toxins in the body and turning into dis-ease in the body. So we're advocating, first and foremost, people acknowledge that. And number one, those three square meals that they're, yeah, acknowledging or suggesting, mm-hmm, that people get in on a daily basis, that's enough toxicity to lessen your life 30 and 40 years. I mean, really,
yeah,
three meals a day, eating GMO foods, that's a formula for dis-ease. So we're saying that if you're eating three meals a day, drop down to two meals. If you're eating two, drop down to one very, very conscious meal. And then what you want to do is make sure that you're feeding yourselves consciously every day. Because at the end of the day, it's those cells,
yes,
that you want to regenerate. And that's when our products come in, and that's when, you know, you begin to supplement your ordinary diet with the real food. You know, we're all hooked, all of us. So, I mean, basically,
yeah,
not just hooked, but, you know,
late to the palate.
Addicted. You know, they've gotten this thing down to where it's hard to, you know, to say no to a Lay's potato chip bag, and it's hard to drive by, you know, and smell all that McDonald's food. And I mean, these are addictions, no less than anybody on alcohol or cocaine,
mm-hmm,
or anything else.
That's
they're
true.
Addictions. And it's very difficult to wean yourself off of these. So you do want to consciously begin that, but at the very same time, you want to take in foods that gobble up the bad stuff. You want to take in foods
right.
that go straight to the cells, and you have to do that supplementally. Your grocery store foods are not getting that job done.
Right, and so true. And I want you guys to talk about, and, you know, I'll go to the website for those of you who may be joining us right now. We're speaking to the Forgotten Foods Remembered, and talk about what actually makes your product superior. Because now we can walk into any grocery store. You can almost go to any store on the corner, and you can see supplements there. You can see all of these things that have these very fancy names there, and they're in these beautiful bottles, and they tell you this is what you need, because everybody now, like you said, is in the business of health. But there
right.
is a difference between what you guys do at the Forgotten Foods and what really just makes your product so superior to those things that maybe we could just go in the grocery store and pick up.
That's true. That's
well,
true.
First and foremost, there's special intent, there's passion, the time it takes it to make it, create it, and unconditional love. Those are three, four of the foundations that we stand on as a platform, as well as...
One of the things that I like to share with the public is that we're probably one of the few companies in business that was not created with economic intentions. It wasn't about how much money
right.
can we make, get these products to the marketplace as fast as possible. My husband really did set out to make the most potent, powerful herbal products for our family. It wasn't, he never set out to make these for the public. It
right.
was about our immune protection and our blood regeneration and, you know, and our longevity. It, and by popular demand, a straight mandate with the local Atlanta community and extended family that we have here, they insisted that my husband put these powerful tonics in a bottle and make them available to the public. So when you start off with an intention that has nothing to do with profit
yeah.
motivation, already
right.
the spiritual intention is something else. It's completely about creating
yeah.
something powerful and out of the box. So we talk about our beginnings, and in those humble beginnings, he spared no expense. It was during a time when things were really lean here in the family. And I would like my husband take what he called then his mad money, and just find just the best sources all around the world. And it was almost like an obsession, the way he put them together, and was obsessed to do this. And this was early on in our marriage when I was really trying to understand what was going on with him, because here I am trying to keep, quote-unquote, the bacon on the table. And he was spending all the mad money. And I said, quote-unquote, that's a joke. Y'all know there ain't no bacon out there.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But, keeping the food on the plate. And he was spending all the mad money on these herbs and making these tonics. And this was before I even understood what was all, you know, the power that they all possessed. So humble beginnings were definitely is one of those things that make our product superior. The taste, he went the extra measures to make sure that these products could even be palatable for children. And he's actually coined a culinary herbalist as opposed to just an herbalist. He's a culinary herbalist, and he harmonizes, you know, these remedies so that even children can palate them. Also, our herbal origins, you know, as we said earlier, you know, we go where these plants are. Plants are all over the world. God has put these miraculous healing wonders everywhere. And believe it or not, that's why we named ourselves The Forgotten Foods Remembered, because it's time for us now to remember that these foods, that these plants are actually medicines and foods, and wherever they are, they're good for us, and we need them now more than ever before. So we only choose the superior herbs. We deal with a category in Chinese herbalism that's called superior herbalism. And these are legendary herbal substances that have stood the test of time. These are medicines that we ingest in larger amounts over a long period of time, and they still have no side effects. So all of these are products that have no side effects. So that's another beautiful thing. And then we always like to let people know that they were handmade and buried and aged. And when we say that, we're saying simply that when these products came together, you know, my husband buries them. And he buries them on a new moon, and he unearths them 6 to 8 months later on a full moon. And he does that so that the Earth Mother herself can provide an electromagnetic charge on every single product, every tonic that we have. That's what he does. And when you do that, well, one of the things also that he does alchemically is that we charge them with amethyst crystals. We have these huge eos and amethyst healing stones.
I love them. Yes.
Frequencies, the healing frequencies of the amethyst crystals. So and he's a Qigong, master, and he will charge them again with the you know, the power of Qigong. So at the end of the day, Blue, what you have is a high vibratory frequency food. Your cells respond to them right away. That's why we get so many miraculous testimonies, because for the first time, these cells just lighten up and respond.
And it's so true, you guys.
Yes.
No, I was just kind of getting a little excited there. I wanted to just remind everyone, if they haven't had a chance to go to the website, they definitely can do that as well, too. We'll be taking some calls a little later, but I also want to give another testimony. Sister Munya, and I know she doesn't mind that I tell this, that she didn't want to take any prenatal vitamins, and she couldn't anyway because it made her sick when she was carrying baby Nai-Nai. You guys know baby Nai-Nai. And she took the emerald greens during the whole time, and healthy, powerful, beautiful baby girl. And so that's her personal testimony. And many of you have contacted me that have heard the Forgotten Foods on here and told your testimony as well. You can also go to the website and you can read and listen to some of the amazing testimony from people of all walks of life that have taken some of the Forgotten Foods. I don't even know what to call it. It is a food, and been able to get that amazing healing from there. So, yeah, I just wanted to add that.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we have a few babies to our credit. We have quite a few. We've had grandparents that couldn't have babies, and suddenly, you know, we're the godparents to twins, a set of twins, and another two males and two females. So, you know, we love to get those feedback, feedback from people who are on the tonic. Thank you so much.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, I'm glad that you spoke about the green, because that's a very sacred, very special formulation that came together in my sleep one night. And in the morning when I woke up, because it came through me that night, and in the morning I said, Kaya, write this down quick. So I gave her all these herbs, and I don't know what they were coming through me. I didn't know what amounts they were. And then after I finished reading up the formulations, I said, Kaya, put a pound of this or 6 cups of this or 4 cups of this herb, and the formula came together like overnight. And what came together was the use of all these criminal herbs green plants. And between the powerful greens and the powerful Chinese herbs and the 16 medicinal mushroom blend, what we created is a very powerful triune synergistic powerhouse that feeds the mind of the cells. So it's cell food, it's mind food for the cells. So the body wakes up. And I didn't know where it was going. I do know that our bodies needed the chlorophyll, but it was the other family member of that formulation that created this dynamic, powerful formulation that made itself known overnight. And I love what it does in the body, and I love the testimonies that we continue to hear about the greens. And it's not just affects just one thing in the body. It has a very broad spectrum effect in the body overall. So they are adaptogenic herbs. Herbs are the herbs that bring the body back into normalization. So whatever is excessive or recessive in the body, it brings back homeostasis. So the greens, they normalize the body. So adaptogenic means normalization of the body, so the body can adapt to the various changes in the weather. So,
yeah, the other thing is that we love that product because it is it's now one of our flagship. We started off with the blood regenerating being the fastest seller that we have. Historical Emerald Greens has, in a very short period of time, caught up with our blood regenerating. And even the name has evolved, I mean, just very powerfully, because it just started off being Emerald Greens because, you know, we had the emerald for the Chinese herbs and the greens for all of the alkaline foods. And then when my husband got instruction that the 16 medicinal mushrooms should be put in it, which is what we call the 10th power, so then it became Emerald Greens 10th Power. Power in our products, it means that it has the 16 medicinal mushrooms. But then, out of nowhere, seriously, we were getting the most spectacular, miraculous testimonies. I mean, we were hearing things that it was like, are you sure? I mean, did you really lose 30 pounds? I mean, did your hair really start growing back? I mean, did you really start? I mean, you know, we just started hearing these miraculous stories. So that's when it became Miracle Emerald Greens 10th Power. So it's had its evolutions, and that product always, it never fails to surprise us what can happen. And that has a lot to do with what we've been talking about, the theme here, the diminishing food supply. Because when your cells suddenly, then when they've been depleted all of these years, imagine for the last 10 or 15, 20 years, your cells have not gotten what they need, and then suddenly you have it. My goodness, your body is going to respond. It's almost like hallelujah. Finally, you got it right. Let's start building here, you know? So that's our Miracle Emerald Green story, and you know, we're very proud of that product, and we recommend that product as a daily complete nutritional system. It's one of the products that you would want to supplement your diet on a daily basis, and that's because cells are asking for it, they're requiring it, and there's so many deficiencies. You have no idea of just treating the symptoms of deficiencies alone, how many diseases, what they call diseases, but they're not diseases. The body is crying out for something. What is it crying out for? It's not crying out for medicine. It's not sick.
Right.
It's crying out for what is naturally in nature that your cells are required to rebuild, regenerate itself. So it's a real simple formula. We're not doctors, and we make sure people know that. My husband is not a doctor. I'm not a doctor, but what we do understand is just some basics about what the body needs to sustain itself and maintain itself on a daily basis. And you'll be surprised at how you turn the clock back, you know, how you'll start looking better and feeling better and glowing, you know, because your body is responding to something real for the first time. And for those, and I'm sure in your listening audiences, there's a lot of ones here who are doing the right thing, that have been on the right path. But at the same time, because of the times we're in, we all need additional help. We all need some supplemental aspects or additives to our diet.
Absolutely. And when you learn the secrets of living in accordance with natural laws, then you can take advantage of a few of nature's tools. Then it's possible to build and protect our health. See, with the forgotten foods, it's important that you, when you purge and raise the vibrational frequencies of our internal ecosystem, then we're able to regenerate new cells in the body and rejuvenate and strengthen itself. So the forgotten foods, tonics, elixirs, the elements of the tonics, they feed the bone marrow, which is your core, which is your blueprint. That's where the red blood cells, the white T cells, they fortify the five major organs, your heart, your lung, your spleen, your kidney, and your liver. And then off those organs in your body, you have systems in the body, like your metabolic system, your circulatory system, your endocrine system, your excretory system, your neurological system. All your systems are augmented by the quality of your blood and the vitality of your blood. So my objective is to feed the bone marrow.
Yes.
With the blood regeneration tonic.
Beautiful.
That is what sets it off. Bone marrow food. Okay? So what we focus on, again, it'd be to fortify the immune system. So your system is clean, you're clean, and you got to vitalize and vitalize the blood. And again, you got to feed the cells intelligent intercellular stimulation. And what that does, it addresses the seven houses of the body, like your skin, the flesh, the muscle, the fascia, the lymphatics, blood, bone, and bone marrow. So when the, as we say, those high frequency superfoods, when they go to those cells, then it addresses the whole body overall as a broad spectrum of formula. So I give thanks that we have been given the stewardship over the divine plants to utilize the divine power in the plants so we can help my family, my brothers and sisters out there. This is our passion. This is our mandate. This is what we love to do. This is our passion. So it's not the bottom line, it's not the cash. The bottom line is your health and regeneration. And when you get rectified from those imbalances in your body, you tell your friends. See, we don't market, we don't advertise. We put all our marketing and advertising dollars into the product, so you can get the best of the best.
Right.
And that's what we stand on. Our product integrity stands on the best for you, for you, and for you. And that's our promise.
Yes, Ms. Blue.
Yes.
Yes. I also wanted to make sure we touched on the Emerald Greens 10th Power and the blood regenerating tonic, which is essential because everything is depending upon regenerated blood in order for it all to function, like
so
my husband just shared. But in terms of a daily, what we call your daily maintenance system, we would also recommend our immune protection 10th power. There you go with that 10th power again. But we put together this is a family of herbs that is just focused seriously on the immune system. Right now, with everything combating the body, right now, if you're home and you're on a cell phone, your body is stressed. These cell phones are stressing your body. You know, all of the lights that we have, they're stressing the body. It's in the water, the pollutants in the air, the pollutants in the food. There's so many things that is stressing us to such an extent that we're weakening our immune systems on a daily basis. What are we doing to strengthen them? This is what's important. We're going into this winter season. It's more than adequate. It's the most perfect time to make sure that you're putting things in your diet, something specifically to boost and maintain your immune system. So we recommend the Immune Protection 10th Power.
Especially for our children at this time of the year, when the change of season, our children come home from school, runny nose, they touch the door, they touch this, they touch that, they touch their face, and they shake hands and put their hands in the face, and germs are just spreading rampant. So especially the children need that
especially
this time
children,
of year.
Yeah, the immune and the greens are really good for children on a daily basis.
Yeah, that formula... Yeah. The Immune Protection 10th Power, the formulation is just so that you know what's in it. I mean, that's important as well. The spiritual intention, the fermented organic Arona berry with the skin and the pulp and the seeds, and the acai berry, the maki berry, the wild Tibetan rhodiola, the wild reishi mushroom, the gynostemma, the wild astragalus, and organic grape seed and grape skin extract, the goji berries, and a 16 medicinal mushroom blend, and 77 plant-derived minerals, and my passion, my time, and my love.
Don't forget that.
That was for y'all. And I, like I said, every aspect of that was had you and my family out there. I mean... Yes, it starts with my family first. I make it for my family and for myself first. So I want the best of the best. I can only take so much of this, you know. Gotta share the blessing. When you're blessed, you gotta be a blessing to everybody else.
So true.
That's what you got, and that is from the divine power to the plants to you.
Right.
We also have this other product that for those ones who know that they have to get the blood regenerating, we have just recently bought into the fold one of the Ayurvedic herbs. It's called Shilajit. And Shilajit in Ayurveda medicine, which is the East Indian medicine, it is considered a panacea. And a panacea is something that does everything in the body. It affects every part of the body. And it's a lot of minerals. It's a very, very strong mineral-based herb that is, that you can put into other formulas. In fact, one of its number one characteristics is that it's a powerful catalyst for promoting the actions of other tonic herbs. In other words, it improves the potency of other herbal formulas. So we have added Shilajit along with the blood regenerating tonic, and that has brought forth our new tonic that's called Legit. And that's the BL from the blood and the JIT from the Shilajit. So we got Bligit, and Bligit is very, very powerful because it's both of those. And it just adds just a whole nother dimension. It's very, very good. Of course, it's a blood purifier, but it's great for the diabetes, people who are suffering that. It also aids in respiratory conditions like the asthma and the bronchitis and things of that nature. It's also for the immune system as well. It's a powerful antioxidant, and it protects the brain and the nerves from free radical damage. So there's a lot that goes on. It's excellent for Alzheimer's. It lowers high cholesterol levels. It's our panacea, without question. It's the new panacea in the house. And we, you know, welcome people to go online and check it out because, you know, we've got the new information on that.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And a lot of the mushrooms are in these formulations, like, for example, chaga. Very, very powerful mushrooms. It has a wide variety of constituents, you know, that's formulated to help protect against cervical cancer, breast cancer, lung cancer, stomach cancer, and all kinds of skin cancers. I believe, if I remember correctly, it was used by a Russian Nobel Prize winner. I think his name was Alexander Schlotenhauer or something like that. And he cured his cancer with that. That was back in the 16th century, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
Right.
And chaga, very, very powerful. Chaga is a parasitic fungus that grows on birch and elder trees. And it has a very powerful auric value of 7,000. The auric value units, the auric stands for the oxygen radical absorption capacity. So when you see, when you look on some of these vitamin bottles and some of these herbal bottles that have an auric value, and look at the auric values to determine the real potency of that formula. So the chaga by itself is antibacterial, it's anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, it's anti-tumor, antiviral. It's a very powerful immune enhancer and liver tonic, among other things, you know. And cordyceps is a very interesting mushroom.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very interesting mushroom. It's a very rare, expensive medicinal mushroom. It has very widespread activities in the health tonic. But back nearly 2,000 years ago, it was used as a aphrodisiac and was viewed as a magical mushroom. And what it does, it's an unusual mushroom whereby there's a fungus that lands on a particular caterpillar. It lands right on top of the head, and that caliper is completely consumed by the fungus, and it dries it out, and it changes from a caterpillar to a mushroom, and it's 100% pure vegetarian. But it's found in the high peaks of Tibet and China, and the cordyceps is used in sports for endurance. What it does, it feeds the lungs. It feeds the lungs and opens up the air pockets in the lungs, and it strips a lot of the mucus in the lungs.
Yes.
So you can have free breathing, and increases the blood flow. So when it increases the blood flow, therefore the muscles can push the oxygen through. For your body, for your muscles, so you have more endurance.
I have to use that.
Yeah,
that's
so
normal.
Yeah, so that's why they use a lot. Back in the, I think it was 1970, I think it was. It was a major one of the major races, and the Chinese won it by a landslide. And when the interviewer asked them, Olympics, right. Ask them, how do they find that that speed in the last quarter? And they mentioned one word, cordyceps. And cordyceps at that time was costing you like $5 a piece, you know. It went from $5 a piece up to $15,000 for a bundle. It's about a size of, say, 2 inches wide. I mean, a bundle of cordyceps about 2 inches wide and about 3 inches long. It's extremely expensive. So now, so we have. I found a source where I can get it reasonably, but we do have a lot of cordyceps in our formulations, and especially Miss Blue.
Yes.
I am day blue. debuting your formula that was created.
Oh, yes.
It was created 2 years ago. It's called Blue Magic.
Blue Magic. Yes, you guys. I am so excited about that. So I want to say this because I'm sitting here and I'm always like a kid when you guys come on because I've been just blessed by you guys to be able to try a lot of these products. And so I see you guys over there because I know the Remix family and everybody's PMing me saying, ooh, I'm looking on the site and, ooh, I want this. Know that it is something there for everyone.
Absolutely.
And so this is something from the youngest child to the most wisest person that is in your house that you can. And even some products there for those of you who do healing work. And I can tell you because I use that personally, a lot of these things I have used. So I am going to have to get myself over there and leave some testimonies on the site about a lot of these products. Because I had an opportunity to try them out and use them, and they were simply amazing. It's not too many things that I do endorse, and for the reason of because I really, it is spiritual work to me, and I do endorse the Forgotten Foods because their products are simply amazing, and I know personally, not from what someone else told me, but for me, myself, trying it. So I say to all of you, try it. So you can have your own divine testimony for it because it is different than buying products from the store. I want to get into my products because you guys are all excited about this, and I'm excited. I want to say, and I'll let Kyra and Brother Baratunde tell you about it. 2 years ago, they came on the show, and he said, we're going to create something for you. And the crazy thing is, like, that I was just kind of like, okay, like, just kind of left it like that. And it was when, I want to say just recently, when I went to, took some time off, I actually had a dream about them in my dream. And I was telling Sister Munya about the dream and a few of you that I've connected with, I was telling you about this vision I had, this dream, is that we were at this beautiful, amazing place, and they were walking through this garden and showing me all of these different plants and telling me what they were and what they were used for. And then we actually went to this place that sort of was like an oasis, and Sister Kyra was putting some, it looked like mud, into this bowl. And she was telling me to take it and apply it to my face and to my chest and just put it all over me. And it was to help to draw toxins out of your skin and really just help you with the healthiness of your skin and of your body and everything. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful dream. And I checked my email coming back because I had so many emails, and I seen I got an email from them, and they actually had moved to Belize or in the transition of going to Belize. And we got a chance to talk, and that's when they told me that they did have something that was harmonizing for 2 years or over 2 years. And so tonight I'm honored to introduce this to you guys. And the name that we came up with, is Blue Magic. So I'm going to let them tell you all about Blue Magic because you're going to want to get this. This is really about everything we've been talking about, raising your frequency, this origin that we're in, and just everything. So I'll let you tell.
Very good, very good. Well, when we talked 2 years ago, you had mentioned you wanted something for energy.
Yes.
So energy it was. So what came up was you need pure chi. What you needed was an ultimate adaptogenic formulation. You needed something that was a very unique connoisseur formulation that improves the physical strength, your endurance, your performance, mental performance, and sharpens your concentration and libido enhancement. That's all energy. So what came up was a formulation that included Siberian ginseng, Chiang Mai red ginseng from the Chiang Mai Mountains, Chiang Bai white ginseng, American ginseng because it's cool, Nodo ginseng. Nodo ginseng is called TNG, and that is used as a blood tonic and a blood cleanser when I put it in the form of from a cook source, or a powerful, powerful blood vitalizing agent when it's consumed raw. And those powerful cordyceps is in it as well, which is restorative, and it's restorative, and it restores the cellular energy in the body and tonifies the chi in the body. And also wild red reishi mushroom, a very powerful 20 herbs on earth. From deep iniquity, the reishi mushroom is routinely used as in from the mountain hermits, the monks, and the Taoist depths and spiritual seekers throughout Asia. They use that to sharpen the mind and memory and improves the focus. It builds power, among other things in the body. But also deer antler. We use elk antler, which is it's a large animal. Now, what we use is just the top 4 inches of the elder, of the antler. We have a friend up in Canada that raises elk, and those ectosapiens are what regenerates the body or regenerates the cells. It's a remarkable regenerative, I call it an herb that causes, like, it's like when you cut your nails, they go right back. It's like that. So the ectosapiens in the deer antler that has regenerative, has the ability to regrow bone, blood vessels, flesh, nerve tissues that usually has a hard time to regenerate well, but the deer antler does that very, very well. And also is wild Tibetan rhodiola, which is very, very powerful. The monks up in the mountains in Himalayas, when mountain climbers go up there, they serve them rhodiola tea. What it's like ingesting pure oxygen into the body. Because as you climb higher in the mountains, the air gets thinner, so you need more oxygen in the body and blood. And also in the formulation of the magic blue is goji berries, schizandra, snow lotus. Snow lotus is a very extremely and rare and precious flower. It grows in the Himalayan mountains in the wintertime. It shoots out of the snow about 3 feet in the snow and blooms out on top once a year in the snow. And it's very, very powerful. And it's an anti-aging flower that kills all kinds of diseases in the body and improves the immune system. It prevents internal and external diseases. It improves adaptability. It eliminates body toxins. It calms and eliminates the body as well. And it tonifies the blood. Very, very powerful. And there's royal jelly in it.
Mm.
And there's French ginseng, asparagus, licorice, and jujube date. That is...
And the Arona berry.
Now, I have two kinds. One with the Arona berry because of the antioxidants, and also have one with the immune protection in as well because of the antioxidants. And use the Arona berry because what that does, it fights the free radicals in the body. That those free radicals, they have a tendency to gobble up our cells, you know, they start destroying our organs, you know, so it breaks down our bodies. It's like radiation. When radiation is sent up in the air, it's like sending off free radicals in the body that destroy your body. So that's what that does. So it protects your body. So all of that makes up blue magic.
I love it.
All of that makes up blue magic, and that is so wonderful because I remember when we first talked about it, I wanted to, because everyone knows me, I'm so full of life and I go. But I recognize that maybe 20, 30, 40 years from now, maybe I won't be able to still be blue and be with all of this energy. So you really created those things for what I like to call the perfect trinity, for the past, the present, and the future.
because it's all happening at this time. And so blue magic just encompasses everything in there, about everything that we've been talking about, really about raising your frequency. And I know, so I'm excited. You guys, blue magic. We've been talking about it before.
Thank you for the inspiration, my sister, for the blue magic and that came to me for you. And
it is an honor. I don't even know what to say.
I'll tell you a story. I was trying to open it up about 3-4 months ago, and Chris, no, don't you open this bottle. This is not for you. This is for Miss Blue, and don't you open it. I could have muscled open, you know, but I did not. I was obedient plant spirit. I just left it alone, and it's been there ever since, and it's waiting for you. It's waiting for this debut as
it
of
is,
tonight
yes.
to release to you and your listeners. So
well, you guys know that you guys will be able to get Blue Magic, and you'll be able to get it from the Forgotten Foods. And so
they'll have to call the office. It's not online yet.
it's not online yet, but you guys can call the office and we'll make sure you get that number. I see you out there. Everybody's like, I want to try this blue magic. I definitely want you guys to get it. It is a tonic, and you'll be able to put it underneath your tongue. Is it underneath your tongue or in your mouth?
Under the tongue, sublingually, under your tongue, one squirt. One or two squirts, wash the 3 mouths slowly, enjoy it. Connoisseurs enjoy the forgotten foods. Let it,
feel it.
You feel it. You start feeling it as it moves through your body,
yeah.
you know?
Yes.
And just wash through my butt about 10 seconds and just swallow slowly, enjoy it.
I hope we have some of the listening audience out there that has tried the products, that have some testimonies themselves to share.
Yes, yes. Yes, I'm sure. We're going to go to the phone lines because I see you guys on the phone line. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And definitely I want you guys to also know that the color of it is actually, it is a blue-violet color. So it's going to raise, it's that frequency coming from, of course, you know, if we look at sort of the communication portal, the third eye and the crown chakra. So it's all of that energy up in there that really is just going to enhance everything in your body, past, present, and future. It's about magic. And you know how I feel about magic, you guys. It's about making a greater individual commitment. And so that's what Blue Magic is about. And you can get it from the Forgotten Foods. You'll have to call to get that. And I know you guys are going to be doing some special things for all of the Remix listeners. I want to give out the phone number, which is 770-573-0488 is the number to call so that you can get you some Blue Magic.
Just for this debut tonight, anyone who can remember Bartunde's spiritual plant name will get a free bottle.
Oh, wow. Okay, you guys, we're going to the phone lines. We want to see who can do that. We want to see who can do that, you guys. So there it is for Blue Magic. We're going to call in. We're going to go to the phone lines. If you have used the product, we want you to call in. So if you're out there listening, no matter where in the world, if you've used any of the Forgotten Foods products, we want you to call in. Or maybe you have a question about something that you're dealing with at this particular time. Maybe it's some sort of physical stress that's on your body or some sort of mental stress that's on your body. And even just some things of spiritual stress, really, because it encompasses all of these things, particularly at this time of the year. Or maybe there's a particular area you just want to strengthen within yourself or just keep yourself in the best optimum condition. This is a great time to call in and speak to both brother and sister tonight. They have a wealth of knowledge, wisdom to just share with you. So we're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to go to the first caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 786. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Etana, and I'm calling from Miami, Florida.
Okay, greetings to you. Greetings.
Greetings,
Bobby. Greetings from Miami.
Yes, greetings to you and your guests.
Question?
Yes, yes, greetings. Do you have a question?
Yes, I have a question. I suffer from a lack of iodine, and I was wondering which one of your products would help me with that.
Well, it's a formulation that's called organic iodine.
That's for you.
Just for you, my dear. It contains very, very powerful sea plankton that is designed to rectify those imbalance in your iodine level in your body and your thyroid. So that's called organic iodine.
Okay.
Okay.
It's on your website?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at it now, so I'll look it up. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in. Peace and love to you. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 954. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 954?
They might have.
Yeah, they may be away from, no, they're probably away from the phone. We'll go to the next caller calling in from area code 419. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 419? If they can hear me sometimes. Let's see. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 619. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, peace and blessings. This is Crystal calling from San Diego.
Okay, greetings to you, Crystal.
Greetings, Crystal.
Greetings. I just had a question about the Blue Magic. I am very active. I'm a single mom. I'm always running around. I work from home. And I have these spells where I just get so fatigued at times. Like when I stop, like I can just pass out in the middle of the day. Just my body just seems to shut down. And, you know, I recently became vegan. So I'm, you know, intaking living foods. And the issue
Beautiful.
Doesn't seem to be getting better. So is the Blue Magic something that will help me with that, or?
Well, I do have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you said you run on during the day and you want to fall out. There's a difference between tired and exhaustion. Which are you, tired or just exhausted?
I'm exhausted. I mean, even days when I'm not doing much, it's just that fatigue seems to always be there. I don't seem to have the energy just to, you know, play with the kids. I'll always feel tired.
Okay. What's going on, Crystal? You have a very depleting yin kidney energy. Your kidney is your engine in your body.
Okay.
So when your kidney has been depleted, you're going to feel exhausted, and that's not good. Tired is okay. You can sit back and sit down and pick your feet up and get a little cat nap when you're tired. But when you're exhausted, your life force is drained out. You can't do this. You can't do that because you don't have the energy. You're exhausted. So what I suggest is get the blood regeneration tonic.
Okay.
And the MO Greens, those two, they're a dynamic duo.
Okay.
And then you can take the Blue Magic after that, later on after, but you got to restore your kidney first.
Okay.
I can't put a Band-Aid on it to give you
right.
the Blue Magic. I want you to feed the kidney, bring it back to its normalcy, back to its proper homeostasis. Once your bowels out, then you can utilize Blue Magic for energy, for extra energy when you need it. It's there, but first
okay.
you gotta pull the nail out of the tire first and rectify that kidney imbalance. Okay.
Okay.
So that's the
blood. Thank you so much. You're welcome. Beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in. Beautiful. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 214. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Jacqueline. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Okay. Greetings to you, Jacqueline, from Dallas. You had a question for the Forgotten Foods.
Yeah, first of all, I think I must have came in late because I didn't get that website. Is it Forgotten Foods Remembered?
It's the, T-H-E, Forgotten Foods with an S, .com.
Okay. Oh, .com, okay. And when you were calling out the number, you was going a little bit too fast for me. So I just got 770.
Okay.
The rest of it, I didn't get.
Okay, well, we'll give it out again. For the telephone number for the Forgotten Foods, it's 770-573-0488.
Okay.
And our office hours are Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and that's Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
Or always, if you call outside of that time, just leave a message and our office will return the call.
Okay. And I was interested in those emerald greens because I'm running a little sluggish or also. So I'm thinking I need some of that emerald green to the 10th power.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Ask for it, pain, they say, right? Yeah, let me just say this. I think we all need it. It's true that we're not getting what we think we should or what we need to be getting from our ordinary foods when we sit down to breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So we're going to consciously create new habits around what we do and how we nourish ourselves and how we make sure that our children are nourished. It's not the same protocol from yesterday. We have to create new protocol, and part of it is ensuring that your cells are fed every day. And yes, this is a product you can trust. And yes, this product is going to speak to your body on a very deep cellular level. The blood, the greens, the immune, the blue magic, all of those are just powerful products that you can take on a daily basis, and your body is asking for them.
Well, I should thank you all for making these products because, yeah, I know we really do need them. I know we need them.
Thank you
so much. Yeah, I'm not getting any nutrition from this stuff that I'm eating, and I can tell, you know, and so I just didn't know what to do.
Well, I'm glad that you tuned in, Sister Love, because it's very, very important that you embrace your own life assurance. And that it would cost you less to stay healthy, but it would cost you much, much more to get healthy. So so now that you understand what's going on, you're saying you know there's a difference. So you must supplement your body with high frequency superfoods because we're not getting it on the shelves in the stores anymore. But that's not their objective. Their objective is just make sure that it looks nice and pretty so you can buy.
Well, I sure do appreciate, like I say, I appreciate y'all for this. And there's one other thing I was wanting to ask you. When you were talking about that sale, that the supplements that help build the cells in your body, what was that again?
That was the emerald green.
That was the emerald green, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, that's the one I need.
All this all self-food, because as I said initially, that it feeds the bone marrow. That's where the blood is made. And when the blood is made, you want to be made from the very beginning with vitality, and clean, it's clean and it's vitalized. From the very beginning, so that's where it starts. And when it filters through all your organs will get the same vitality as it was when it was created in the very beginning for your bone marrow.
Oh wow!
Usually when you buy greens, it comes in a large quart container.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to take 3 big scoops. But this, all you need is a half a teaspoon.
Surprisingly,
a half a teaspoon for 8-ounce glass of water, juice, or smoothie. And you can put it in your gravies. You can put it
on your salad.
You can cook with it.
Oh.
As well as water, juice, smoothie, or your gravies, or your salad dressings, any of that, it will be fine. What you have done, you would have added another level of frequency to what you're taking in your body on a conscious level. Okay?
Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, even though the color is green, for our children, you can mask it in any kind of fruit juice, you know, grape, apple, something alkaline would even be better. But you can mask it and you're not even taste it. But most adults, most of us, love it just with plain water. Believe it or not, it's one of those that you can just put in water and get it enjoyable. Yeah, enjoy it throughout the day. And if you want to lose weight, let me just say this. It's an excellent product to lose weight with as well. The reason being, and we discovered this, again, that's where the miracle in front of Emerald Greens came from, is because all of a sudden when we released the product, we started getting feedback where people were just losing weight. They were just losing weight unintentionally, as in it wasn't what they had in mind. And we discovered that because it was such a complete nutritional system, people were not eating as much. You know, they found those cravings. It had, you know, really dealt with the cravings. And that allowed, people to just drop pounds. We had at least, I would say the first 6 months that we released it, at least a handful of people who had literally lost 20 to 30 pounds. We were like, wait a minute, what is going on with this? So what my husband did was go ahead on and use the Emerald Greens 10th Power, and he added another herb to that product, and it became the Emerald Lean Greens. So those you use regular product and lose weight, or you can actually buy the Lean Greens and lose weight as well. But admittingly, just my preference, taste wise, I like the original greens. But people have tried them both, and they have found them both effective.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm excited about using it.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. Beautiful.
I'm really excited about all that.
Right.
And you were saying they were losing weight. That weight probably was toxins.
Oh, yes. You better believe that. A lot of it was toxins. And a lot of people love to use the Emerald Greens just to fast. If you're planning, you know, a special fast, a 3-day fast, 7-day fast, whatever, and you know your body still needs to be nourished, even though you are, detoxifying yourself,
right.
It's a wonderful product that's a helpmate to your fast or your specialized diet.
Okay, and do y'all have a catalog with all the different herbs? Or herbal combinations in it?
We do have what we call our price list, but yes, we have a catalog that's coming along with our brochure more in 2013. But everything's right there on the website.
Oh, okay then.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Peace and love, and thank you for calling in. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 757. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace. My name's Tyru. I'm calling from Hampton, Virginia.
Okay. Greetings to you, Tyru.
Greetings, Tyru.
Everybody well?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes,
yes, sir, brother.
Are you well?
Always well. Thanks for asking. I've been listening to the show the whole time, and a lot of great information. I appreciate the brothers and the sisters for doing everything that they're doing. And I have a question I have a question. I don't know if it's on the silly side of things, but is there some kind of a herb connection or combination that can ultimately wake up some of my people out here?
Cerebrally. Consciously or cerebrally?
Consciously.
Well, I'm kind of laughing because, yeah, I think, you know, just in a common sense kind of way, I'm sure we can't have a tonic specifically for that, even though there is something about Chinese herbalism that we found that's very unique, and that is that when you're dealing with superior herbalism like we do, these herbs have to fall into three different categories. One category is the qi, which we've been talking about, which is what the blue magic is all about. But it's also about the jing, which is when the woman called in and we were talking about her kidney, her jing, and also shin, which is spirit. In truth, when you're dealing with these kind of plant spirits, they do alter the spirit. They do, when ingested over time, you will find that there's an evolvement in your spirit. And it has a lot to do, we think, with the fact that these plants are intelligent and that they become a part of you and that you do change from the inside out. And people can even detect the glow. You know, we get that quite often when we're, you know, doing our shows throughout the country or doing our workshops or seminars, and people are like, well, is that the glow? I mean, if I take these, will I glow like that? And believe it or not, our friends and family that have been on these products for some time, they do exude a glow, and that has a lot to do with the shen being stimulated, the shen coming from out, and shen is spirit. And from there, you know, we can build new empires. You know, we built the empires of the past, the one that we are participating in now. Yes, we built, we're not getting the credit for it, but it's falling, as in all great civilizations, and the new will rise, and we will, you know, once again be where we should be.
Brother Kairu, the forgotten foods, exactly. Kai, you did very, very good. See, the forgotten food infuses the body, mind, and spirit with the vital, potent essence of life, which is called jing, is what you said. And then also increases energy with the qi. And also it deepens the awareness of subtle internal states and it possibly affects our benevolent cycles of health. And the analogy of that, of the jing, qi, and shen, it's like a candle. When you have a candle that has a big wax and a big wick, it's going to burn longer and stronger. And then when you light that candle, it's going to have a flame, an energy, which is qi, that's energy. But also, the essence of that candle, reason for lighting the candle is for the radiance, it's for the glow. And that glow that you're talking about, the awakening, that's the consciousness. So, yes, it does. It can help someone raise their conscious level by feeding the body, by feeding the mind, and feeding the spirit that raises your consciousness. So if when you in tune yourself to the frequency and vibration of these tonics that help your body overall, it grows on those three planes, and then the shade goes up. And yes, brother, consciousness is raised, because then you start looking at the world differently, because you feel differently. So I'm not saying that this is the bullet, but it's one of the tools of nature that will help yes, our brothers and sisters raise their consciousness level to be more aware of things, what's going on around and within them. Thank you for asking, brother.
beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
You're
all
welcome,
right.
My friend.
Thank you. Peace and love. All right. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 647. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line?
Oh, hi. Peace and greetings. This is Jasmine calling from Toronto.
Okay. Greetings to you, Jackie.
Greetings. I know you mentioned the cordyceps for asthma, and I'm wondering how long I have to be on the cordyceps for in order to see long-term results. I've had asthma since I was about 16. It comes and goes with colds and that sort of stuff, but I really want something to get rid of it if possible.
Yes, the cordyceps, it will help you. I suggest that you, when you can call the office and ask for the cordyceps powder, and probably within another 2 months we'll have the cordyceps liquid, which will be coming out pretty soon. But yes, you take a half a teaspoon to a teaspoon into a hot glass of a coffee cup, and you can put any type of organic sweetener that you like, or by itself, honey or turmeric sugar, and some almond milk. And you, what you have created is like a real proper coffee tea that's going to help you. It's going to help your lungs amazingly. So I would take it initially 3 times a day for about a couple of days, and notice the difference and feel the difference in your lungs, feel the difference in your breathing, and then you can you can do that twice a day, morning and night, and it tastes very, very delicious. Also, my wife should give you her testimony because she loves it so much.
I'm about to take the mic.
She's a cordyceps baby.
I love my cordyceps. I am one of those people that, and in fact, this is what put me on this road, Blue, some years ago as a younger woman.
Yeah.
I was told by the doctors that I had what you call sarcoidosis. He almost forgot what it was. I never claimed it right. But, yes. And the way that it played itself out in my body was that I had my lungs was attacked, and they were filled with what they call fluid. They couldn't even tell me what the fluid was at the time, but all they could suggest was steroids, a life of steroids. And when I left there, I think I must have been like 28, 30 at the time. And when I left there, I was like, there's no way I'm going to do that. Now, what I did at that time was I began to drastically change. I was already a vegetarian and a vegan, but really and truthfully, that's not enough. I was already vegan, and if you understand what vegan means, it doesn't mean anything except that you've taken animal byproducts out. But even if you eat a lot of soy products and a lot of bread products, and I mean, there's a lot of mucus-forming foods that are still there that are still undermining your health, and that was my problem. And so in order to get myself through this, I had to, of course, make some more shifts in my diet, but eventually the only thing that I have found that has really corrected and strengthened my lungs on a level that makes sense and that I can manage myself with, and that is the cordyceps. When you drink that, it's like Roto-Rooter on the lungs. In fact, right before the show, I drank a and he's right. All of the mushrooms, including the majestic mushrooms, which are just 16 medicinal mushrooms that we sell in a powder as well as a liquid. We just took on a liquid this summer. That's a new product as well, Blue. But the majestic mushrooms are the 16 medicinal mushrooms. And if you take the powder, and likewise with the cordyceps, and likewise with all of our mushroom blends, as well as individual mushrooms that we have, if you put a little organic sweetener in it and the almond milk or something other than animal milk, you throw in cinnamon and what you have, the most phenomenal breakfast drink. It will put coffee and tea down, and if you have that's gobbling up your cancer cells, it gobbles up your tumor cells, it gobbles up bacteria and viruses and candida. I mean, it just gobbles up the bad things. And you want to eat, you want to take that on a daily basis, because as we said, we're living in a toxic world. What are we taking in every day that's gobbling up the bad guys? And that's what these mushrooms do.
And it tastes delicious. So you can go into the laboratory with it, with cinnamon. You can try nutmeg. You can try vanilla. Mm-hmm. You want to put some cayenne in it? Try some cayenne.
Yeah, we have people who love it with
cayenne.
Yeah,
so it's wide open. And cook with it. Like I said, you can make your gravies with it, you know, put it on your salads. Just
play with it.
And at the same time you're playing with it, you're fortifying your immune system, and you put up your own force field around your body, okay?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I just wasn't clear. Would I have to take it for forever, or could I take it for like a month and then be happy, or how would it work? I don't mind taking it forever, because right now the option is just the steroid puffers and whatnot, and I prefer taking something, you know, natural.
Well, let me say this. The reason why the answer to that, first and foremost, is that it's unique to every person. It's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
There is no one specified way or time frame, because everybody's body is different. That's the first way to answer that. The second way to answer that is, it's just like we just got finished saying. It's not like we're going to ever not be in a toxic world unless you move to Belize. No, not really. That's a joke. But, you know, the world around us is very toxic. And as a result, you want to take something on a daily basis to gobble the bad things, because eventually those bad cells will multiply. And as a result, you know, that's how we have such high volumes of cancer and tumors and such in this day and time, because the bad cells are outweighing the good cells. We have to continue to gobble up the bad as well as put in the good. That's a job that has to be done on a daily basis. That's what our true message is that we can't trust the ordinary foods like we used to. We have to take it to another level, and that's what we are offering tonight.
Yes, definitely. I just had a couple more questions. In terms of detoxification from something like mercury, because I had a lot of mercury fillings that I had removed a couple of months ago, what would you recommend for that?
I would do a foot detox, an ionic foot bath, those metals out your body, and help the body in conjunction with the blood regenerating tonic.
Yes.
Legit or blood regenerating tonic.
Okay, then. And just one more question, I guess. My sinuses as well. What could I take to help drain those?
The immune protection 10th power will assist with that. We see so many testimonies on the spot with people who couldn't breathe for 10 years because they had to sleep sitting up because they couldn't breathe, or their sinuses congested. I mean, I can at least name at least 20 to 25 people who cleared up their sinus issues right on the spot with the blood, that's called the immune protection 10th power.
And the blood.
Yes.
And the blood regeneration.
Yes. I'm on the website as well, so I've been looking through everything you have. And then just, sorry, my last question. For the kids, what is something, I guess, would it be the emerald greens is one thing I could use for them? They have different little ailments as well, but is there one thing that I could just use to help them in general with their, I guess, asthma or eczema or any little thing like that?
Yeah, any combination of the blood regeneration, the immune, or the greens.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Thank you very much for your help. And keep up the good work. I'm very, very happy to have come across your website.
Very good.
You will need legit, though. If you are going to get the blood, I'm talking about her. My husband is thinking about the children. But that legit, it's such a panacea. It sounded like you were saying quite a few things, and that's such a bullet. So many things. So just keep that in mind. It's a very, very powerful product that I think, you know, Spirit is telling me that, that you would need, you should choose that over the blood regenerating, personally.
Oh, that's something different, the Bligits.
Yeah, the Bligits, you'll see it on there. It's good for daily maintenance. It should be in the daily maintenance link. But it is blood regenerating tonic plus the Shilajit, which is an herb.
Okay.
We talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
So you may want to consider that. Check that out.
Yes, yes. Thank you very much. Peace.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Great questions there. And I know we have so much that we want to cover, and you guys out there, a couple of things. I know that you have a cruise coming up. I want you to tell everybody about that. And then there's quite a few people asking, can you repeat the question again so that they can try to win sort of a gift here this evening. So let's talk about the second annual Veggie Wellness Cruise that you have coming up.
Yes. This is our second annual Veggie Wellness Cruise, and it's going to be cruising the 8th of December through the 13th of December, and we'll be going to Belize City in Central America, Belize, as well as Cozumel, Mexico. And we're really excited about it. We've got a few guest speakers that will be coming forward and bringing on who they are and what they do in the universe. We've got Dr. Hoppy. Many of you may know him out of Chicago, but he's also known as the father of, grandfather of Egyptian yoga in terms of having developed that and coined that here in the country. But we'll be having him on our cruise in addition to Dr. Shea out of Atlanta, who is one of our dynamic premier energy doctors here. So, and of course, we'll be doing what we do in relationship to the tonic bar. The tonic bar will be open at many of the events, and that just means that you'll just get lots and lots of our products that will just be going throughout the various events that we have. For those of you who do know us and have seen us come to your city, you know, we're known for our tonic bars and people being able to, you know, take their shot of this or their shot of that. And, you know, so we're excited about the bar. We're also excited about, it's my birthday. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. So Kaya will be celebrating her birthday. I will be celebrating my birthday on the 10th, you know, there as well. So that's an exciting piece for me. We'll have two excursions. When we get to Belize City, we'll be visiting the Altunha pyramids there, as well as an indigenous welcome. One of the things we did with Belize, and we're a little spoiled with Belize, and we could do that with Belize because we now live in Belize, but we put together a fantastic event whereby the indigenous people and the local people in the land will benefit. One of the things about cruises is that they come into these countries, or they come into these cities, and the local people, the indigenous peoples, really don't benefit. So what we wanted to do, we wanted to make sure that those tourism dollars actually touch the people. So we put together this phenomenal event. It's called the Transformational, get it right, Celebration, Transformation Celebration 2012. And it is where the Garifuna, the black people of the land, the Maya people, they all are coming together and giving us a welcome with food and music and dance and drumming and vending. And so it's a real opportunity for us to touch the people there. In addition to that, in Mexico, we're doing another excursion where we get to partake in the cenotes. And I've never experienced a cenote. It was my first time. My husband and I actually went to Mexico and Belize this summer just so that we could offer something that wasn't cookie cutter, that wasn't just what cruise company, you know, that they always know what, you know, they have their cookie cutter kinds of places where they want us to go and spend our time and dollars. You know, what's really there for us to see? What, you know, what's a little bit off the beaten path? And we spent, you know, our time and expenses in finding that. And we discovered cenotes. It's spelled C-N-O-T-E. And I have never knew about cenotes. And Mexico has more cenotes than any place in the whole wide world. So it was like, wait a minute, slow up. What's a cenote? These are these, they're caves. And they're phenomenal cave systems that have water associated with them. So you can actually swim in these waters where no man has ever touched. It's almost like you can swim and drink at the same time. And the water just touches the skin and just makes the skin new again. It's an amazing thing to experience. And we were like, wait a minute. We are going to do cenotes here. Now, we still have the option in Mexico. Many of my cruisers, our cruisers, are going to the pyramids of Tulum, and they are there as well. Yeah, and that's a good thing, and we're excited about that. Mm-hmm. We just personally compared the pyramids there to the pyramids in Belize, the Altunha pyramids, and the Altunha pyramids are just... They're more spiritual. It was a spiritual center before, a ceremony
right.
center.
Yeah.
And you can still feel that energy. It's less commercial. So that's where we kind of right. shifted the gears and just, you know, did the beach and the cenotes in Mexico. And then in Belize, we'll be doing the pyramids and the indigenous welcome.
Oh, beautiful. And you guys, you can definitely get over to theforgottenfoods.com to find out all this information about the cruise, about what's going on. If you want to be a part, it is a great time. And who better to go with?
Thanks. We're going to have a ball. And I will say this. It is going to be our last cruise. That's another reason why it's important for people to come, because we're moving to land excursions into Belize. We're all, at this point, you know, I hate to bust bubbles, but it's true. And one of the things about Bartunde and I is we really try to be as aligned with who we are as possible. And we have recently discovered that the cruises are the number one destroyers of polluting the waters. And, you know, it was a rude awakening for us. And, you know, it really felt like very contradictory to be so much into Mother Nature and loving Mother like we do, but then we're, you know, supporting the industry like that. It was somewhat of a rude awakening for us. So even though it's only our second annual, it's going to be our last. But no fret. We're taking all of this fun and all of the information and the knowledge and the herbs and take to the land. And therein lies, you know, where 2013 is going to land everybody, and that's at our Exotic Adventure Wellness Journeys. We're going to feature the retreats there. Yeah. My husband wants to talk about that. That's his baby, and I don't even know if he allows me to talk about it, Blue. It comes a time when a woman has to just put the mic down.
Yes.
Better have his face.
She's so funny. But Belize is National Geographic Playground.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Yeah, Belize is the only English speaking country in Central America, and it's located in the Caribbean coast between Mexico and Guatemala. And it offers an intriguing mix of tropical rainforests. As a rich in wildlife and majestic mountains and mysterious Maya temples and fishing and diving experiences and a coral reef. And in a single day, you can go from tropical rainforest to ocean, and flowing down the Belize River, going down to the longest barrier reef in the Western Hemisphere. We found out that the Belize has 186 miles of coral reef, there's so much adventure there. You know, there's kayaking, there's caving, There's swimming, diving, snorkeling, there's zip lining, there's jungle trekking. It goes on and on and on. It's an endless adventure where you become one with nature there. Now, what my queen says, my empress goddess Kaya says that we are directing our crews to the land excursions in Belize. We have some beautiful 200 acres of jungle there where we can go and trek through the jungle. What the Forgotten Foods Exotic Adventure Wellness Journey is going to be focusing on, we're going to be building a jungle lodge for our family and friends, and a wellness center for our transformation of our body, mind, and spirit, and a jungle spa for our pampering. With that dream you had, Miss Blue, of the
yes.
Black. Yeah, that's what we're talking about in our jungle spa. So we have all those rich black mud with herbs in it that we can place on the body to draw on our toxins and fill in our body with minerals. And also we have a phenomenal, extraordinary Forgotten Foods Exotic Cafe in the jungle without walls. You're surrounded by the nature of the jungle. So all this is forthcoming in 2013 that we're going to be building. But right now we can access the bed and breakfast, the Adventure Wellness bed and breakfast. We can take in several people at a time. But also we are dealing with the largest hotel in Belize is out in the water. In southern Belize. And Toledo County country is the largest hotel there. So we can take in about 30, 35 people there as well. If you want to come down in 2013 to take advantage of what we're just talking about. So all this is brand new. We're just really just putting all this together. But all this is to our advantage, and we have access to all of this. So we have all our tour guides, our Mayan guides, who are ethnobotanists and tour guides throughout the country. We have our jungle guides who raised their family in the jungle, and we have our people who are dealing with the Marines. So they do all the fishing and snorkeling and scuba diving and sailing and boating. We have all that in place, and just come down just to unplug. You want to come out and meditate and do yoga and Tai Chi and Qigong with us? We have classes every morning with Qigong, and it just really is unwinding, unplugging from the U.S. energy and unplug it and plug into the nature and the natural wonders of Belize, and just extend your life longer because we're not dealing with the stresses that we have to deal with here from day to day. But it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful natural, exciting garden, and this is our backyard. So you are welcome to come and play in our sandbox and come play in our little pool and have a great time in Belize with us, my family and friends. Belize is magical, and you're welcome to experience our backyard.
Aw, beautiful, you guys. I cannot wait for that. Sister Munya is already saying, we must go. We got to go.
definitely.
I've really seen that clear, and it was beautiful to share that vision with you guys and for you to say, hey, these are all the things we've been working on and still working on. So that was beautiful. I know it's going to be very magical. Belize is a magical place in itself. I have a childhood friend that was from Belize, and that's how I first got introduced to that. So the people, the land, and everything. And definitely I know you two have some pretty ancient time ties to that part of the country, too. I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
I am definitely sure that you have some very ancient ties there as well, too. So very powerful. Everyone is just loving the share here. One of the things that they want to know is the question again, because no one's been able to answer the question. I know you guys are listening. You're playing on the website, so you're playing into all of those different areas right now.
Let me repeat the question again, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What is Baratunde's plant spirit name? I said this when I came on initially, that was my first sentence.
All right, you guys. Did you guys hear that?
My plant spirit name.
Brother Baratunde's plant spirit name. He gave that to us. If you know the answer, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Oh, I see you guys on the phone line. So make sure you press 1. When you get on the phone lines, we're going to go to the phone lines. I think we have somebody who knows the answer. Let's see. We're going to go to the phone lines. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 214. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, this is Jacqueline. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
All right, yes. Jacqueline.
How you doing?
His name was Ancient One.
Good.
You got to give it to her.
Absolutely. She was paying attention. They all were paying attention, but she came up with the right answer. It's Rishi the Ancient One. Very good. Ms. Blue, you need to get her address for us, and
okay.
We will get her, we'll give her the second bottle of Blue Magic.
Okay, well, beautiful. I get the first bottle of Blue Magic. You get the second one, Jacqueline. So email me at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And we'll make sure that we pass on that information so you can get some Blue Magic in your life. So beautiful. Yes, everybody's saying congratulations to you.
All right.
Okay, now our second question for the night, and this one may be a little simpler, and that is, how many mushrooms make up the 10th power?
Ooh, that's a good one. I don't know if that's simpler, but that's a good question. And you need to call in, you guys. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And press 1. I'm going to go to the phone lines, but you do need to call in and press 1 when you get on the phone lines. Lots of you on the phone lines. So let's see. Let's just pick someone here. We're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 201. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Ms. Blue. It's Asset from New Jersey.
Okay, greetings to you, Asset from New Jersey. You have the answer?
It's 16.
Bing, 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 bing. All right, Asset, you got it.
Yay. Good for you. Now, could we allow them to pick the product that they need, or are we just letting them check out the blue magic night? This is Blue Magic Night.
Yeah.
Okay. All right then. So that's the second bot. The third.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Make sure you email me that information. So there you go. Peace and love.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. All right, you guys, see how easy that is? That is easy. Do we have another question, our last question?
Last question is, what does adaptogenic mean?
Did you guys hear that? You want to repeat it one more time, Brother Baratunde?
What does the forgotten food uses adaptogenic herbs in all the formulations. It's the most important herbs in all our formulations. They are adaptogenic herbs. Adaptogenic.
All right, you guys. I'm going to go to the phone line, 646-652-2711. Press 1.
And let's see, calling in, it looks like, from area code 612. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 612?
Yes, adaptogenic. Which adaptogenic would be the, like, the cells or the organisms. I would assume going into one or blending in as one, adaptogenic. No.
That's not it. But who's on the line, please?
I'm sorry. This is Nafisa.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in. Glad for you to take a good try at that. And just hold the line. We're going to keep going. Hold the line.
Thank you all.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 754. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Sean from Fort Lauderdale.
Hey,
okay,
Sean, how you
doing? Sean.
Not bad. Adaptogenic or classification of herbs that helps your body respond to stress?
Yes, very good. It helps your body adapt to stresses that may stress the body, either for weather or anything that's going to bring your body out of balance. Very good.
All right. Yay.
Four.
There you go. Make sure you
absolutely
email.
Absolutely. So what happens, the Forgotten Foods Tonic, it helps us to combat the universal enemy, which is stress. And adaptogenic herbs, all our herbs are adaptogenic. That brings our body back into homeostasis. I gave it that word because I want you really just to search, to look at the website or look it up and see what it does in the body. That was very good. That was a trick question, but it was very good answered, Sean. Adaptogenic. So the Forgotten Food use of adaptogenic herbs to bring your body back into homeostasis when it's out of balance so we can adapt to the stresses in life. Very good.
Yes, yes. Then make sure you email me at question2ustion, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com, and let us know that you were one of the winners.
Okay, will do.
All right. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Take care.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, you guys, it's been an amazing night. We still have like 35 minutes left to go in the forum here. If you guys still have questions, make sure you call in. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 if you're calling in to ask a question. If you've already been trying to call in to answer the question, go ahead and press 1 again and take your hand down. And that way I know that you're not calling in for a question at this time. But if you have a question, then press 1 again so we know you're on the phone lines and you have a question. So many things that we can begin to start to do to really kind of get into this regimen. I would like for you guys to speak to a couple of areas, and particularly when it comes to men's health and also some of those products that you offer, particularly when it comes to women's health.
Okay.
I'll start off with the women's health. We have specific products that Bartunde has formulated for women's health. The one that is and has been in our medicine chest, our herb chest, for some time is the Sacred Womb. Sacred Womb is excellent for all women's issues from menstruation all the way to menopause. And it does an excellent job of balancing the hormones, and especially with women who are menopausal, dealing with the night sweats and the all of the heat that the body has
right.
to deal with. And yes. So in relationship to the women's health, that's the number one product that we have. But in addition to that, we have one that's called Sacred Womb Fibroid Formula. And with that, you have the Sacred Womb Formula plus the 16 medicinal mushrooms that kill the cancer cells and kills the tumor cells and the viruses and the bacteria in the body, but it breaks down those tumors. We've had quite a few wonderful testimonies on that. So that's another one that's a helpmate to women that are dealing with the fibroid challenges. Then we have what we call our fun tonics, which is the Empress Elixir. And that is a female virility tonic. And a lot of our baby boomers and a lot of the, our young, older adult women will find themselves with that because oftentimes as we get older, we also get drier. And as we get menopausal, we also shift in our appetites for sex. And this is a wonderful natural way of lubricating, you know, that area and allowing, you know, more heat in that area, which allows for more arousal in that area, which, you know, makes Baba and Papa a lot more happier with us. So that's that. But it's also very good nutrition for the for that whole reproduction area. So, yes, we have fun. Yes, it actually aids us as an aphrodisiac and, you know, but at the same time, it's a nourishing, they're nourishing herbs that are also providing a nourishment to that area. So those are the three that we have that we, you know, recommend depending on, you know, what the needs are. One thing I do like to say, though, and that is women in particular, if you're living in America and you have a womb, trust, you have abused it. It is almost impossible for us to have come through the American paradigm and not having had assault on some levels. And there's a lot of emotional damage that has been done with Barry. And a lot of that is where these tumors are coming from on another psychic, emotional, spiritual level.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have to do is acknowledge, you know, that yes, you know, we've taken these birth control pills, and yes, we've had these abortions, and yes, we've had men that we should not, may not have served us to our greatest good, and all of that energy has impacted that area. It's a wonderful time to just love yourself. Just love yourself.
So
take those squirts. And when you take those squirts, you intentionally, you know, cleanse yourself and clear the spiritual trauma around our yogis. So, you know, it's a beautiful product to take, you know, when you're just knowing that you're in your healing mode, and yes, you want to love yourself as intimately as possible. Those are the ones that we recommend.
Beautiful.
And for the brothers, there is a for your sports endurance, as a product called the Edge. Very powerful for giving you that extra boost. That when you're working out and you see your partner beside you, he or she is running out of air, oxygen. Then you know that, and you maintain your oxygen, you got the edge. You have retained your endurance. And that comes from a product called the Edge. And also the rhodiola, which puts oxygen into our blood. We put oxygen into our blood, it increases the blood flow and also increases the blood flow within our muscles. So we can train harder and longer and have a faster recovery. And what's also important is, I had mentioned it before, is the blood regeneration tonic and the Emma Green's 10th power.
Wow.
For men, okay? Now, also, what builds our stuff, brothers, that builds our stuff primarily is a product called For My Woman.
Ha, ha.
It's a male virility tonic.
it helps the body overall with the emphasis on erection, but also it builds our stuff overall. It just fortifies the male vessel. So all those products I told you about is going to help you with your with our health overall in general. So you can keep on doing what you keep on been doing healthy wise without the being tired or exhausted, and so be able to do what you need to do optimally and please your wife optimally as well. And brothers, with that product for my woman, I will not be responsible for her actions. That's a disclaimer.
That particular product, the brothers in Atlanta asked him specifically to create a male virility tonic. We did not have one at the time, and they waited patiently, and they thought it was going to be 13 moons, because typically we don't unearth anything or bring it to the public, you know, before 13 moons. And this particular product, my husband felt like at the 13th moon it wasn't ready, and at the 14th moon it wasn't ready, and at the 15th moon, and we had men calling and calling, and they actually thought he was playing with them. But it was to me, and I was watching it up close and personal, he wasn't ready. The tonic was not ready. Did not unleash it until I think it was the 16th month. And, you know, but the brothers waited, and they have not regretted anything. They're some of our strongest supporters of that product, the brothers locally here. So, yeah. And then, of course, Blue, what do you think about that name?
I love the name. I love that name. I loved it. I seen that. I was like, wow, for my woman, that is so beautiful. Yes.
The deal is sometimes when you deal with male virility tonics, the men seem to think that it's all about them. And we wanted to really, really, you know, clearly state that it's not just about the brothers, but, you know, how
that's
about
right.
A deal? Yeah, so that's where
yeah.
that comes
from. I love that. I love that. The brothers are loving it, too. They're over here like, wow.
Yeah.
So they're definitely going to get that. Beautiful.
Perfect.
Beautiful. Just so many goodies. So many good things for everything.
Well, one thing that I did not get to mention when we were talking about the cruise, that I wanted to make sure that, you know, it was at least shared with the listening audience, and that is the fact that associated with our works in Belize is the is what we're calling our commemorative ad and guidebook. This is our book that we're putting together that is really, it's a historic book, ad book, that we're doing primarily because we're pulling out of the cruise industry and moving to land, as we earlier said. And we're asking the healers and people with businesses to support the ad book, you know, support us by buying an ad in the ad book, because what it does is it fuels the building and the creating of all the wonderful things that my husband shared, the works that we're doing in Belize. So those ones out there who are listening that do have businesses that aren't going to be on the cruise in particular, but do want to support what we're doing, we are having, you know, an ad book, and it is available for you to place ads not only for your business or your practice, because we're getting a lot of the practitioners, you know, the healers, body workers, those people are coming forward, and they're wanting to be in this number. But in addition to that, we have patrons, people who just want to do a shout-out and say, yo, Kaya Bartunde, good work. We'll see you in Belize 2013, you know. So those kind of ads are being created as well, and we call those patrons. But we would love for people to call us in the office, 770-573-0488, and you know, and request that information so we can get it to you. Those people who are interested in placing the ads in our commemorative ad book. Ms. Blue? Are we still on the air? Can you all hear us? I'm not sure. Well, I'll just keep talking. I'm assuming Ms. Blue may have gotten off the air. I don't hear her right now.
I'm back.
Oh, okay.
I'm back.
Okay, I was wondering what happened. Look, I was about to take the mic, girl.
That's it. I know you could handle it, so it's good.
I was like, okay. Now, what am I going to do here? Should I turn into Ashford and we do the Ashford and Simpson tonight or what? I mean, Simpson, excuse me.
Yeah, I kind of warped out for a minute, but I'm back. And, yes, so you guys, definitely, you want to get over to the Forgotten Foods. Lots of goodies there. Many of you who have your businesses or maybe you're a practitioner or maybe you just want to support the Forgotten Foods, you definitely want to get over to www.theforgottenfoods.com. And sign up for the newsletter, and you'll be able to get all of the great information, everything that's going on about the cruise, what's coming up next year, and also about the ad book. I will be doing an ad in there for the remix, family, to show our support. I know.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. We appreciate that very
welcome.
Much.
You're welcome. I appreciate you guys. When is the deadline that everything needs to be in for the ad book?
The last day for that is the 24th, the 24th of November.
Okay, so by November 24th, you guys, you definitely want to make sure you get that information over there. It's a great way just to kind of send your energy, support, and love. And just kind of get yourself out there. So I'm sure you guys will be doing that too. So just lots of great things going on. Yep. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take some more calls. The phone line is still open, you guys. We can go on and talk about all of these amazing products. And I know you guys are loving it. And everybody's still over on the website. They're like, oh, my goodness, there's just so many goodies over here. Lots of good things there. Remember, you can just order. You can also call the Forgotten Foods at 770-573-0488. And if it's after business hours, leave a message, and the office will call you back. So just good things. I remember the first time I heard you guys' name, and it was through our amazing Brother Wayne Chandler. By the way, he said to give his love to you guys tonight for coming on the show. And he was the first time he said, hey, you know, the Forgotten Foods, you guys need to check them out. And have you guys come on. And so it's been an honor just building this connection with you. Can you guys still hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you just ask us something? We went a little mute here.
I know. For some reason, it's doing that. I was just letting everybody know that Brother Wayne Chandler is how that introduction became with the remix.
Right.
Yes, and he wanted to send his love to you guys for being on the show tonight. I had kind of chatted with him earlier.
So we love Wayne. Wayne's already put in his bid for coming forward and joining us at the Exotic Adventure Wellness Journeys starting
April 13.
So, yeah, he's already, and quite a few of the other practitioners and energy workers throughout our family have already, you know, put their bid in for coming forward. So, we're looking at getting and receiving a lot of support from our family because it's a timely thing to do. It's a timely place to do it at. We call it Mayan space and Mayan time. And there's no accident that, you know, spirit is moving us in this, you know, a Mayan energy of 2012 to actually be rooted and building something very beautiful for our people in 2013. So it's, you know, we feel like it's all divine and that those ones who are hearing it, they're resonating. You know, even right now, you know, ones may be saying, you know, it really is time, and we do need to unplug and detach and go reconnect, you know, with the mother and recharge the battery and actually consider other living alternatives. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that are going on in this country that would make you, you know, want to even question, you know, is this the best time and space right now? So it's beautiful to just pop out of the box and do you and find you. So, you know, we're offering that opportunity. We would like people, when they do call the office, if you're interested in the retreat, you know, to call and give us your name and information so that we can make sure that we begin communicating with you as soon as the new year comes in so that we can put you on that email list and you will, you know, we'll make sure that you're included in those numbers.
And also, you can email us your name and phone number to
friends at the Forgotten Foods.
friends@theforgottenfoods.com. And then what's going to happen, we're going to have a cutoff of 30 people when it's time only. So that's going to be our maximum capacity that we're going to embrace and give them this magical adventure in Belize. So if you missed that 30, you have to go on to the next round of friends and family who's going to visit Belize. But right now, just leave your name, phone number, with on email at Long Life.
We just said friends.
Friends.
This one is it, friends.
Friends at theforgottenfoods.com, or you can call our office at 770-573-0488, or on our website for contact us at www.theforgottenfoods.com, and we'll get you information and we'll keep you highly informed with the progress and processes of the Forgotten Foods exotic adventure journeys that you will experience.
There it is, you guys. You got all of that information, lots of it, lots of great information of how you can connect and really connect yourself with everything going on at the Forgotten Food. So send an email, particularly if you're interested in doing those things next year. I know one of the things is that time is really speeding up for us. And so it seems like it's so far away, but I promise you, before a blink of an eye, the Forgotten Foods will be back on saying, guess what? We had the first exotic wellness retreat, and it went great. And you'll be saying,
all about it too, Blue.
Yes. And everybody will be saying, what happened? So this is a great time. If you're thinking about it, something that's you just in your spirit, reach out, put your name on the list so you don't get left out, and you can stay tuned in and stay connected to find out what's going on. So all of those things. We know time is moving fast. We have 14 minutes left to go in the forum. But I do want to ask you about this, because one of my things that I love to work with is the amethyst crystal. And I know that you guys are working with the amethyst crystal. And I see that you even saved the sacred space on your website. Or possibly, because I know even in Belize, down in that area, you can get a lot of those geodes, some really nice amethyst geodes out there. So are you guys going to be providing that as well, too?
Well, we carry them now, amethyst crystals at the cathedrals. We can get them anywhere from a size of a quarter to as tall as you are. Very, very well. So those are special order, but yes, we have access to any size you want. We can get those for you.
Well, there you go, you guys. Amethyst, powerful crystal. I love it. I love to work with it. There was a brother once that sent me as a gift from his father from Tanzania, dug a chunk of amethyst out of the ground, a raw piece that I work with, and I have a couple of geodes around my house, but I love them. I love to collect them. So, you guys, if you haven't seen one, there is one on the website of the Forgotten Foods, and they have a beautiful picture there. I tried to get the picture to get it sized, but I couldn't do it in time. But you get to see that and just the power and the energy in it. And so much we know spiritually, the healing that goes along with it, but also just on a physical level, it has a lot of cleansing properties for the body, the emotion, the mind, the spirit. And it really works with the endocratic system, which is amazing. So that's another opportunity for you guys to get in touch with those crystals. And it's for me, what's important, of course, we know how to clear the crystals and do all of that, but really the source of where these things are coming from. If you can have someone with good intentions and spirit, you know how I feel about that, then that's great. So if you guys can provide those crystals, that's a great resource for people because I always have people come to me to ask about crystals. I give out certain crystals in some of the readings and the sessions. And so this is a great resource to know that we can go and get our amethyst crystals there too.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. You know, really, the amethyst was a crystal that chose us when we were doing the work. We didn't just set out and read up on it and just chose it. It made self-available and became a part of the alchemical processes. A lot of, when we tell people, when we stop and even just look at Forgotten Foods, it was more of it has been created in the spirit realm than in our conscious thinking realms. Even the name Forgotten Foods, we don't even have a cognizance of when that happened, where it came from, which one of us said it, how was it born. You know, most of the time you have a story behind a name. You know, a lot of it has just osmosisly just happened. And last year we had a very interesting occurrence where someone actually wanted to buy our company. And, you know, it was a very wealthy man that, you know, was has a company. And he had some very, very high quality products and wanted our product to be, you know, in that number. And my husband and I mean, immediately we were faced with, you know, we could be instant millionaires or, want to continue to quote unquote, you know, struggle and build our company, you know, one customer at a time from the inside out, or, you know, is that what we really want, or, do we want to do this? And in truth, after all of the prayer and the divining, we came up with, it was very simple, and that was, it wasn't ours to sell. You know, this is not our business. We're stewards of this. It's actually coming through us, and it's very organic, and it's very natural, but it's not anything that is ours. It's just coming through us, and we acknowledge it, and we were really very free when we did that. Of course, not as instantly rich, but we were very free when we did that. And came to that conclusion that, you know, the Forgotten Food is not for sale like that because it's simply not ours to sell. It's spirit.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. I call it pure inspiration. And it's definitely what I'm moved by is just that pure inspiration, which is really being in spirit and really the best place to be. So, you know, I thank you guys for all of your work that you've been doing and will continue to do and coming on and just sharing this, you know, very sacred time with us here and the Remix family. I know they certainly have enjoyed it and we've enjoyed you guys coming on and I know you'll be back. And I can't wait to try the Blue Magic and for everyone to get them some Blue Magic and begin to just make that greater investment, that greater individual commitment to ourselves, because when we do that, ultimately we're making a greater conscious commitment to everyone, to the universe, each other, and really just passing on that consciousness, you know, through our vibrations and our frequencies. So, yeah, beautiful. I'll let you guys have the closing words as we get ready to close out here this evening.
Okay. The Forgotten Foods is going to be cultivating the rainforest of Belize in the tropical rainforest, very, very powerful tropical rainforest herbs, into our new line of products from the Caribbean. So Raincraft Caribbean rainforest herbs, very, very powerful from Belize, is coming forth in 2013. So keep your ears open, eyes open for our website to experience that phenomenal product line that's coming forth. And I want you to know that we thank you for those who have been patrons of the Forgotten Food. We thank you, and we thank you for your trust and your love and your faith in what we do for you. And we will continue to give you our best in what we do, and we'll stay closer connected to Earth Mother to give you the best of the best of the secrets that she will be put through me into these formulations to give to you. So when we're embracing the universal life force of the plant spirits, you'll be the first to know about it, for you and your family. And we just thank you. We just thank you so much for all that you do for us, and we'll continue to do the best that we can do. Kaya.
Well, peace and love, and thank you guys as well. Sister Kaya?
Yes. You know, I am the one that truly wants us to not forget, but to remember that we are in some very prophetic times right now, and that we chose to be here for a purpose, and that this is an event, this is a moment, this is a cosmic moment that we are partaking in, and it's very deep, and it's important that we're conscious as we're evolving out of this dimension and into the next. And this time that we're in, it's requiring that we have light bodies. It's requiring that we lighten this load. It's requiring that we detox. It's requiring that we stimulate ourselves, that we become more than what the system wants us to become, that we, in truth, become the gods and the goddesses that we were meant to be. And this is that dispensation of time when we become who we are. And we need Mother Nature. We need the plants to speak through us. We need the power of the plants for us to become more in alignment with Mother Nature. This is this time for us to remember that our food and our medicines must be products of the earth. So we come to you with something very real, something very powerful, something very prophetic for these times. And we come to you humbly as members of our family with something to offer, but something to get us through these times successfully and victoriously. So with that, you know, we're looking forward to some beautiful times in the future with everyone, and thank you for this moment to share. And Ms. Blue, we definitely love you, and we appreciate your works and everything that you're doing, you know, to create a better world for us all. And we're grateful for this moment at this time. Ashe.
Ashe.
Ashe. We love you, family. Until the next time. Until the next time, breathe and be well. We love you.
Love you too, Ashe. Peace and love to you guys. How beautiful was that, you guys? This is definitely a show you want to download, download, download. If you like the show, you know what to do. Go ahead and like it over on Facebook, and like the show there. If you love it and leave a comment. Also tweet about it as well. For the rest of you, you know that Sunday night, next week, Friday night, we'll be right back here live in the remix. You know how we do. And Sunday night as well. Wednesday night, I'll be holding classes in the astro realm. So if you want to join me Wednesday night, just set some good intentions and we'll be there. Also, for the rest of you, if you're interested in the Kim Business class, we're going to get that started. Kim Business, you know, it is about the business of the self, a new way of doing business. See you guys there. The rest of you, I look forward to connecting with you in the readings this week. Some powerful energy coming upon us. So peace and love to you guys, and we're going to get ready to get out of here. Much love, warm spirit, and see you guys later. Peace and love. We're going to listen to a little bit of music that just really can encompass everything that we covered here tonight. Nothing but what else could it be? The remix without you guys. So peace and love, everyone. Much love, warm spirit.
Buwarangi sakule mahi hetu koroi mata iyo uwe iyo uwe kamate aho hehine hokimaira. Mawarangi takule mahi hetu kore mata iyo uwe kamate aho hehine hokimaira. Makuwe kote kohi koe tama, e makuwe kote kohi koe tama, iowe iowe, kamate aho hehine hokimaira. Hokimaira. Ehine hokimaira.
Hear the chant of the island. The chant of the island. Now I'm going to Africa.
Ikululega, ikululega, ucha.